right.
Welcome to the amazing, extraordinary, and incredible Kia the Unplugged Show right here on this amazing Monday night. It's like absolutely beautiful outside. I've got two beautiful women with me that are hanging out and enjoying the beautiful Monday. I got the extraordinary Ava from Ava's Loudest Laugh in the building.
Hey, that's right in the building.
And I've got the amazing Ray Bronda Ray, the box office queen. She is running all the box offices in the Dallas-Fort Worth community. Boy, she be holding it down. If you need somebody to just hold your money, she be doing it.
Already.
Oh, you know who else I see? I see somebody else I want to bring in real quick. I got to bring in my boy DJ Hev Love. What up, DJ Hev Love?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, baby?
I'm good. You know, I wasn't expecting to be on the show with the ladies tonight, but you know.
I know. Listen, whenever they say you on the line, I make sure I bring you in, brother. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. Listen, you know we got an oldie but goodie coming on tonight. We got the amazing Jeff Bradshaw, saxophonist extraordinaire. You know, man, we love us some Jeff Bradshaw on this show. That song y'all just heard, that was Jeff Bradshaw right there with Take
Wow.
Six. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was nice, wasn't it?
That was lovely.
Very.
Yeah. He's got a new hit tonight that we're going to be playing. It's entitled Stay. And so we're going to be talking about that tonight. We're going to be talking about Mr. Bradshaw. He is no stranger to We Talk Radio. It's going down tonight. We're going to have some fun. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Y'all ready? We got some hot topics we're going to be talking about, too. Have y'all been paying attention to the news? What's going on? Anything I need to be aware of?
Nah, haven't been paying attention.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I ain't watching nothing but my eyeballs and the back of my eyelids. I feel you.
Right. I've been on the criminal
You've been watching the news? You've been watching the news, Miss Ava?
I have not. I've been traveling somewhat, too.
I don't blame you at all. What about you? DJ Have Love? You've been doing some traveling?
No, I'm not near traveling, just working hard.
Hey, that sounds good, actually. Working hard, hardly working, or just working hard?
A little of both, you know. I got to enjoy it all.
I ain't mad at you. I got some topics.
Okay.
That I have, because you know I watch, I pay attention. Go. So
I listen.
So tonight we're gonna talk about some stuff. It's not all murders. Some of it is.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so do y'all remember the young ladies that were kidnapped? It was 5 years ago now that they were captured, but they had been kidnapped and for 10 years they had been kidnapped. But they were the Cleveland kidnapping survivors. It's been 5 years actually since they were kidnapped, and Amanda Berry was one of them. Gina De Jesus and Michelle Knight. Do you guys remember the ladies?
I remember vaguely.
Yeah, they were found in the basement of Ariel Castro. They were found chained, tortured, and abused in his house. And it had been 10 years that they were down there. 10 years. And Amanda Berry, she's the one I think who actually had a child by him. Now, actually, he was arrested, and a month after he was put in prison, he committed suicide. I wonder why.
Under the pressure of jail.
Let me tell you something. The pressure that that man was under, astronomical. I couldn't even imagine the pressure that that man was under. Real talk. Because they was gonna do something strange for to him up in there for a couple pieces of change. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yes, indeedy. Yes, indeedy. It was going down. So we're going to talk about that story tonight and, you know, where these young ladies are 5 years later. You know, could you imagine going through something so horrific like that? Like, can you guys even conceptualize anything like that?
No.
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 I wouldn't want to.
I can't even imagine. Like, yeah, it doesn't even, yeah. You know, like, that doesn't even, yeah. It's crazy, you know. It really is crazy, you know, what people go through. And like I said, you know, these young ladies, guess what? They are moving forward in their lives, and we're going to find out what's going on with them. And, of course, the young girl who's raising a daughter, we're going to find out about all that right now. In just a little bit, actually, tonight, later on in the show. And so have you guys also been paying attention to, you know, of course, time is winding down. Now is the time for Melania Trump to go ahead and put out her initiatives and talk about all those great things that she supports. And one of her initiatives, of course, is called Be Best, B-E-B-E-S-T, Be Best. And they are saying the slogan is inspired by, of course, the great Michelle Obama. And of course, they're saying this is not the first time that they that she's, you know, quote unquote, bitten
that's right.
well, you know, off exactly. of Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
Do y'all feel like that's a problem for her to bite off? You know what I'm saying, Michelle Obama?
No, I think
like I've
always believed it's okay to copy as long as you copy the right cat. It's okay.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. You know, I don't
she
feel like it's a problem
greatness.
At all. She copying greatness. I understand. Real talk, but hey, everybody got some criticism about it, so we're gonna talk about that tonight. DJ Hev Love's gonna like this one. So, do you know who Robert Kraft is, DJ Hev Love?
No, I don't.
Robert Kraft is the owner of the Patriots.
Oh yeah. I remember. Yeah, I do remember him. Yeah.
Now they had the Met Gala recently, and he brought his brand new girlfriend with him, and you know he is 76 years old. His brand new beautiful girlfriend is 38, and they actually she's not brand new. They've been together 5 years, but anyway, she just recently had a baby, but they said the baby isn't his.
I'm sorry.
Right, but they've been together 5 years. Anyways, we're gonna talk about that. So in a safari in Uganda, a 3-year-old boy was killed after a leopard dragged him off into the bushes. Horrific. Mm. Now the 3-year-old parent, his mom was a ranger actually, and the boy was with the nanny. He had followed the nanny into the woods, it was night. Followed the nanny into down a path. I guess they live on the African safari out there, beautiful, where beautiful, animals are all the time. And boom, this leopard comes and snatches this little boy up. We're going to talk about that later on in the show, find out what happened to that little boy. Horrific stuff. I mean, I can't even imagine. Also, later in the show, we're going to talk about a New Jersey woman who has been missing since December, and she actually is presumed dead because her body, they believe that it's her body that has been found in a car. And this young lady is Shania Coley, and she has a little boy who's 4 years old and who will never see his mom again. So sad. We're going to talk about that, whether it was a carjacking or whether it was a possible kidnapping. We're going to talk about that here in a little bit. Got a couple more stories. It's going down tonight, y'all. I want y'all to be ready. But I really, really want you guys to be ready for an amazing young man, Jeff Bradshaw. He's an extraordinary saxophonist, beautiful music. He's amazing. And we're going to talk to him tonight. We have talked to him before. I want you guys to help me interview him in just a few minutes. So y'all be ready to talk, and chat it up with this amazing artist. Ask all the questions you want. He's so fine. He's so handsome. It's going down tonight. We got the amazing Jeff Bradshaw in the building. It's going down. Don't move, y'all. Don't move, because in just a few minutes, we are going to be enjoying his greatness with my amazing Hot Topic panel here. Y'all feeling all right tonight?
Feeling great.
I'm good.
Feeling good, too. It's going down. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. We got new music from the amazing Jeff Bradshaw. We got this extraordinary Hot Topic panel. We got you. We got me. It's going down. Don't move. We'll be right back with the Key at the Unplugged show on this beautiful Monday night, y'all. It's happening right here. Oh, this is an oldie but goodie right here, y'all. This is the Internet. Timeless. One of my favorite songs. We'll be back with Jeff Bradshaw. Just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, love me, tell me to do it. To hope that love gets lost in our translation. So when I tell you I love you, I know that it's real. Maybe I could be your motivation. Your attitude is right for real, can get you out of my
That's right, that's right, that's right. It is going down. It's going down. I absolutely am so excited for tonight's show. We've got an amazing guest. We got a Hot Topic panel. They're joining me tonight. We've got the beautiful and amazing Miss Ava, Miss Bronda Ray. We've got DJ Hevlove holding it down with us tonight. It's the incredible Jeff Bradshaw will be joining us momentarily. I do not want you to go anywhere because it's going down here in just a few minutes. We're going to be enjoying his greatness.
That's right. Walking in the rain, I can picture sunny days ahead. As I grow older, I find that you're
Unplugged Show. Y'all know I'm so happy to be here. I'm always happy to be here. It is an amazing Monday night, an amazing Monday night to be blessed all up on the Key of the Unplugged Show. I got the amazing Ava hanging out with me. How you, baby? How you feeling, Ava?
I'm feeling wonderful, awesome, great, and all of that, okay?
That's what I'm talking
That's
about, baby.
Yes,
it's
I
a
is.
Great day. Yes, I am. We got Bronda Rae live in these streets. I love the way Bronda Rae do it. She is always live in the D-Town, in Funky Town, in Ag Town, in all the towns. What's up, Bronda Rae?
What's up? You're right. Always in these streets.
That's right, that's right. I love it, I love it. She goes live on Instagram and she holds it down. So make sure she will be coming to a meeting or a event or a stage near you. She's just going to pop up on y'all. That's how we like to do it. So if she got the camera floating your way, just say hi, cheese. Make sure you brush your teeth that day. We want all whites, no yellows. I'm just saying. Listen, I know y'all are ready. This amazing young man. It is absolutely an honor for me to bring this young man back onto the show again. He is no stranger to We Talk Radio Network. As a matter of fact, every single week you guys hear all of his songs, especially one of my favorite love mixes of all time. I'm sure it's y'all heard when I opened the show up. So featuring Take Six. So y'all know that is like one of my old faithfuls. I got a new faithful now that is absolutely one of my new favorites, entitled Stay by my main man, The Extraordinary. I want y'all to help me welcome with the claps and all that. Put your hands and toes together and help me welcome The Extraordinary, Mr. Jeff Bradshaw.
What's good?
They ready for you, babe. They ready. How you doing, babe?
Oh, all is blessed. Have it fun.
Man, we are so happy and excited to have you here on the show. We know you've been in the studio. You've been grinding. You've been doing amazing things. You have been doing it nonstop. And we just want to say, first of all, we appreciate it because we know you do it for us. You know, you do it for the fans, period, point blank, you know. So I just kind of want to dive, if you don't mind, for those who have, if it's their first time tuning into We Talk Radio, maybe they're overseas and haven't had the opportunity to hear of your music just yet. Why don't you go ahead and give them a little snippet of the amazing and extraordinary Jeff Bradshaw, because they'll never forget him again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow, what a setup. I'm a Philly bred trombone soul man. I'm actually working on my fourth record right now, but people might know from my first album in 2004, album called Bone Deep, which featured Jill Scott and Floetry and Glenn Lewis.
Oh yeah.
And Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish and many others. And then my second record, Bon Appetit, featured artists like Raheem Devon and Mesa, and Kendrick the Family Soul, and my live album, which I think you're playing the song, my live album, Jeff Bradshaw and Friends, which came out a couple years ago, Jeff Bradshaw and Friends Home, it featured Robert Glasper, Tweet, Eric Robeson, Will Downing, Bilal, Marsha Ambrosius, Take Sick, Najee. You know, I think everybody in the soul music family and jazz as well. I'm just a soul man playing trombone, you know, and just delivering music from the music that inspires me and delivering music from a lot of the artists that I've toured with over the last 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, when I tell you an amazing artist doing amazing things, you set the record, and you made a comment about working now on your fourth album. You know, I want to kind of dive directly into your fourth album, this amazing greatness, and of course one of my favorite hits entitled Stay. Let's talk about this album. Now of course this is the fourth one. You know, where were you coming from? Where was your mind at when you were thinking about this album?
A couple years ago, some of y'all might know, but I fell ill.
in 2016, mm-hmm. and I was sick for most of that year. And then last year, when I was trying to, make my comeback, I fell. Behind the stage and had to have reconstructive surgery on my knee. So that kind of sidelined me a little bit, but it didn't stop me. I just started recording this new record, and the album is called Stronger. And this new album is for many of those who know my music. I'm all about the live, you know. So what I did was I just took my band in the studio, and we made magic. We really, really made magic. And I called on people like Robert Glasper, my friend, for my last hour. I called on Raheem Devon. I called on Amber for Moonchild and Mickey Miller and my boy, the incredible. I know you talked about Stay featuring Jeff Morrell and DJ Jeff. And I'm just working on, I got a couple other surprises in there. I'm working on a couple other people that I'm finishing the record up now. But we wanted to put Stay out there because I wanted my fans and the people who didn't know about me, you know, hey, like, who's this? It's like, oh, it's Jeff. This is his fourth album. You don't know who that is? I wanted to put a feature out there. I wanted to put some music out there to let people know that I was finishing the album and, like, to let people hear where we're going. And the album goes so many different places, but I wanted people to hear that, you know, that I still know how to make great music, and I still know how to make music that feels good and music that inspires.
Wow. And listen, timeless, amazing music. I'm sorry, I'm gonna let you speak, Miss Ava, and I know you want to speak too, Bronda Ray. I got you on mute, Bronda Ray, because I can hear your feedbacks, and I wanted to make sure everybody could hear Mr. Bradshaw clearly. So I'll unmute you in a second, because I know you want to talk too, baby. I know you do. We've been talking about Mr. Bradshaw for weeks now. We're in love with you and your music. The music you create is timeless. It's extraordinary. And
wow.
And we're glad that it is. The blogs are definitely buzzing about it. The radio stations are definitely buzzing about it, and the world is definitely buzzing about it. And of course, this amazing hit, you've got a hit where you've got some amazing artists that you've worked with and had the opportunity to work with. And I'm sure that when the interviews are had with them, one of the things that they'll say is, I'm working with an amazing young man right now named Jeff Bradshaw. I know you've heard of him. So just know it goes vice versa when they're in the studio. Go ahead, Miss Ava. I know you want to speak.
I want to speak to Mr. Bradshaw first off. Congrats on all of that. And as a musician myself, I like it, or I love it when I hear the real intent of the album, meaning or song, because whenever you're going through something, it comes through you, it flows, and you say stronger.
Yes.
And, you can definitely hear it. You can hear
Thank
it
you.
And feel it.
Thank
and
you.
And that's important,
because
I'm old school. I like to feel it.
Me too.
And I'm very cognizant of the audience when they're listening. If they're not bobbing their head or stomping their feet or doing something, that means I need to change up something. So I think you captured that. Yeah, you captured a large audience, a huge audience, in doing that. And sometimes, like you said, the setback is the setup. So you didn't set it up.
Hey! Thank you so much.
And I love it. Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
It's an honor. I want to double back to when you were out. First of all, you know, I'm so glad that what brought you down didn't take you out twice. That you know where you were down twice. I'm glad it didn't take you out. Mm-hmm. We need you to survive, my brother. And I'm glad that you allowed that to catapult you into your next song, and into the next album. Because a lot of times, you know, we feel our pain. We heal through through the songs that you write. You know, so a lot of times, you know, through your pain, we're your listeners are healing. You know what I mean? You know, whether it's a love song or you know, whatever it is that you might write, you know, whatever it is that you might play, you know, with your incredible trombone, I love it. I'm telling you, first of all, the trombone.
I love trombone, you know, yes.
Right. You know, you just got to have
love it.
Ava's a musician. Ava's a real musician. She's a drummer. She's a female drummer.
Yeah.
She's a real musician.
Oh, wow.
You know, so
wow.
She know. Yeah, she know what's
up. Yeah.
I mean, it's a blessing to be able to be able to have a career. This is 25 years for me. And to have toured with the people I've toured with, but to be able to have my own voice, and out of the many touring experiences and many albums I've played on, to have your own voice and to be able to tell your own story through music. And this album, Stronger, I truly believe that what doesn't kill you make you stronger. And just through prayer and through the prayers of people who believe in a living God and a living creator, you know, just the prayers of people all over this world that I felt, it just catapulted me into my healing, and it also catapulted me into the studio, and I had to create immediately. And I'm still creating. I'm putting the finishing touches on this record. But I'm just so blessed to play this instrument that may not be the most popular out front instrument. You know, I mean,
it's awesome.
And I've been working for many years to change that. And now you have myself, and now you have Trombone Shorty, and some other guys that are coming around out there with this instrument out front. But I'm just blessed to have so many great friends that allow me to tell my musical story on albums, because I think without them, I don't think that many people would have listened. I think that the music is good, but sometimes when you put people in a comfortable space, you know, they can hear better. You know, they can hear you better when it's a song with, you know, that you're playing on, and there's Eric Robinson singing, or Jill Scott singing, or Mesa singing, or, you know, Bilal is singing, and Marshawn Burch is singing. People are more inclined to listen. So now that, you know, it's almost like baiting them in. It's like, oh, yeah. I know you like Marshawn, but take some of this. Get some of this while you're here. Get some of this while you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always been my thing, too. I'm a writer and a producer as well. So I created these records. I kind of approach my albums like Quincy Jones approached the Q's Juke joint. It's like I didn't necessarily want to, you know, every song is trombone out front, leading every song, playing every melody.
Yeah.
I wanted to create and produce songs of music that was sometimes led by trombone, sometimes was accompanied by trombone, because the trombone has many, many jobs. Has many, many places on the bandstand, many places in music, especially in musical arrangements, and I've done most of them. So I'm so glad that you guys, I appreciate so much the love on my music, and which allows me to go ham live. When I go live, you know, on stage, it's like, then I get to give people the full, like, you know, people are like, whoa, it was like, you know, a radio personality here in Philly called me the Gerald LaVert of jazz.
Yes,
wow.
Yes.
I thought like, it was like, what? And I was like, okay, I'll take that. Mm-hmm. I'm a big Gerald LaVert fan. But I mean, I'm just a child, little church boy from Philly who grew up in church and love old Negro spirituals and love old gospel music. And my father played several instruments and raised me in church. And I'm still a church boy, you know, masquerading as a jazz artist. But, you know, I love the Lord, and he's given me this amazing career where I can go out all over this world. I'm just continue to travel this world, and now not just be on tour with Jay-Z or Mary J. Blige or Kirk Franklin or Floetry or, you know, Jill Scott or the many people that I've toured with, too many to name, but I can also go out now, and I'm actually currently doing my own shows, and I'm currently touring with Patti LaBelle. So I'm blessed to be able to show my own voice and let people hear that I have something to say musically over now, you know, since 2003. You know, I've been an artist since 2003, and it has truly been a blessing, and it feels good when you get off the airplane and, you know, this guy with the limo driver there with your name on the iPad, and you go see the dressing room door. When you go to the, when you pull up to the show and you see your name on the billboard, your name on the billboard, your name on the flyer, you know, your name on the ticket, you know, your name on the dressing room door, your name on the stage, and when they say your name and people scream, I never, ever, ever take it for granted, because I worked really hard to get here, and I have so much more work to do, but I just feel so blessed. and so fortunate to have music that came from my heart that people really like, that people really love and enjoy, and that people really love my shows because I love to perform.
Ah, there you go.
Yes, and he's so good at it. If you're just tuning in, I've got an amazing young man joining us. As you've heard, he's absolutely incredible. He is amazing, Jeff Bradshaw. And listen, I got an Instagram question. They wanted to know. Let me go back to it. Sorry about that. They wanted to know. They know that of course you're a writer and you produce and that you play the trombone. Do you also play any other instruments, or is the trombone the only instrument that you play?
I play over 20 instruments. I play over 20 instruments. I chose trombone because my father, the late Norman Bradshaw, who I lost about 6 years ago, that was like his main instrument. And, you know, I've never been kind of like a follower. I always tell the story of being in high school in music class and music and the band room. And, you know, the first day of band room, it's like, I tell everybody, stand by the instrument that you're interested in playing. And so everybody stood by the drums and by the bass guitar, by the saxophones and guitar, and then by the piano. And it was like a stack of trombones in the corner, and nobody was over there. So I went and stood over by the trombones. I was like, you know what? I'm going to make this instrument really, really, really cool and sexy. And because my father played it, and my father was the coolest cat. He was the coolest guy I had ever known. He was the flyest, coolest guy I ever known. And I was like, if my father played trombone, it had to be cool. So that's why I chose trombone.
Wow.
What a story. I'm telling you. And I'm telling you, just I 20 instruments, first of all. You play your drums, right?
Yep.
So we need to have like a drum session. You know, we need to go out to Philly. Me and you, Miss Ava.
I'm coming out there. We're going to bring the cajon with us. Yeah, do it acoustic style. Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Listen, this went awesome down tonight. I've got an amazing young man who's joining me. He is a world-renowned trombonist and a writer and producer. Of course, he is the amazing R&B, soul, jazz trombonist, Mr. Jeff Bradshaw. So many different genres of music that you can play and that you love. And you know, would you ever consider kind of stepping out of that a little bit and doing some rock? I'm a light rock girl all day long, like Journey. You know what I mean? Oh, man. And I mean, you just, you know, Fleetwood Mac has a huge concert coming up soon. I'm trying to get to that.
Well, all I'm going to say is wait until this new album drops.
Listen, you trying to get me to spend all my little We Talk Radio paycheck. Telling you. My album CD's out. I love it.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm excited. I'm really excited for you. Of course, we got the new album, Stronger, that features some of the most amazing artists. Of course, DJ Jazzy Jeff, the vocalist Jeff Morrell, Raheem Devon. Of course, he's been here. He's no stranger to We Talk Radio. And, of course, the amazing Robert Glasper, who's just amazing. Listen, I don't know how you pulled all of this together on one album. Of course, you can go back. I want you guys to just not, when you go check out Mr. Bradshaw, I want you guys not only to check out this album, but I also want you to check out some of the past albums. Of course, my favorite being Jeff Bradshaw and Friends Home. I don't know why that's my favorite album, but it is. I think I might have two favorites now, because I'm telling you, this song stays. Ooh, man. So I'm about to let you guys hear that in just a few minutes. But since the beginning, you've been, you hands down, you have You've allowed God to use you in so many different ways. And one of you said it a moment ago when you said, "Listen, you know, I'm going to step outside the box. I know everybody else wants to do this, but I'm going to do something completely different, and I'm going to play the trombone." You know, right there, that was amazing right there, because a lot of people would have went with the crowd. They go with the norm, right? You know, it's hard to get people to do something different, because then you're talked about, you know, and you're going against the grain, you know. And you went against the grain, my brother, and you won, you know, so congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely,
I'm coming down there soon, too. I'm on my way down there. Am I coming down there soon?
I'm excited. Listen,
I'm coming to Dallas. About a few weeks.
I'm excited. Listen, and whenever you get here, we're going to make sure we connect so I can take you to lunch. I'll take you to a really nice spot. We're going to eat. We're going to enjoy. What's your favorite? I got to make sure you ain't allergic to fish or nothing. I don't want to have you fucking
well,
up on your trip.
Well, one trip down here to Dallas.
I gave up meat.
So I actually only eat fish.
Good.
I give up meat, so I only eat fish. So, you know, working out every day, eating right, and, you know, taking care of my spirit body and taking care of my physical body as well.
That's right.
You know, but I'm really excited to come to Dallas. I think it's June 9th. The June 9th, I'm bringing my homegirl Algebra with me, and I'm bringing my homeboy, the Canadian soul man, Mr. Glenn Lewis, with me. So Jeff Bradshaw and friends will definitely be in the building on July 9th.
Listen, it's going down. I don't know. I know a lot of the people who tune into We Talk Radio Network are Algebra fans. They've heard of these amazing artists because real talk, you know, a lot of times, you know, these artists don't get enough airplay here in the Dallas area. And so I try to make sure that if they'll hear it nowhere else, they're going to hear it on We Talk Radio. And I got a couple of other radio stations that I'm connected to here in the area. As a matter of fact, I'm leaving one. As soon as I leave here, I'm going over to another radio to be as a guest on another radio show. Seriously, man, I'll be trying to get it, you know. And I want to give a big shout out. Real Talk Radio, Dallas After Dark. It's the very first show tonight. They have me as their first guest of their show. I'm telling you, I'm excited. So I'm gonna make sure I'm talking about Jeff Bradshaw on the show tonight. I'm gonna talk about all this tonight. So I'm excited. Real talk. We got to make sure that we're spreading the word about good music. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with a little booty shaking music. I get it. I shake my booty too. But you know, me and Miss Ava will tell you we understand the value of amazing, timeless, creative music that generations to come, it's gonna still be there and it's still gonna be relevant. That's exactly what you've created as an amazing producer, writer. Artist. You're just absolutely off the chain.
I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, and thank you so much for having me. I can't wait to see you guys when I come down here. I'm probably gonna fly in on the 8th. I think I'm going to fly in on the 8th and have rehearsal. Okay. I'm using the Dallas band, my homeboy Gino, and the whole Dallas crew down there.
Gino,
so it's going to be that's my dude. I've known Gino for many years. So I'm really looking forward to joining the Dallas crew down there and funking it up real nice on June 9th.
Y'all are
just
make sure,
right?
We know about those rehearsals, huh?
Y'all are playing at Sandega 813 here in Dallas?
Sandega.
Wait a minute, say that again?
Sandega? Is that where y'all are going to be?
Mm-hmm.
At the music festival, right?
Yep, boom.
We're playing.
Okay, no, oh, so
yeah,
it's the music. Gotcha.
That music festival.
So y'all
yep.
are at Sandega,
mm-hmm.
y'all at the music. Boo, yeah, that'll work. It's even better. Okay, we love it. Yep. It's going down. Yeah, absolutely. It's going down. I absolutely cannot wait. Make sure y'all get y'all's tickets. It's going down. Absolutely, Mr. Bradshaw will be here. Algebra will be here. My boy Gino with his band will be in the building. Jeff Bradshaw, the extraordinary. Fall in love with him, guys, because he is absolutely falling in love with you. And every single album that he creates is for you, so make sure you get it. This next album entitled Stronger, featuring some amazing and extraordinary people and artists. I'm telling
coming
you, it
soon.
Is going to hit the
probably
street soon.
July,
are you going to have to?
July, August.
Mm-hmm. July, August, perfect. I was going to say, whenever it drops, are you going to be able to send out some autographed copies because we want to make sure we can get an autographed copy from you.
Of course, of course.
Booyah!
Of course.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Make sure you get the album as soon as it drops. Check Mr. Bradshaw out on all social media. Go ahead, Mr. Bradshaw. You have a website, jeffbradshaw.com, correct? Jeff Bradshaw Music?
Yeah, but you can follow me on Instagram. I am Jeff Bradshaw. I am Jeff Bradshaw on Instagram. I am Jeff Bradshaw on Twitter. And just Jeff Bradshaw on Facebook.
Boom. Make sure.
How do you spell Jeff?
J-E-F-F.
Okay, just playing.
Now you done made that. You done made Jeff too difficult. How in the world did you ever do?
You never know. GEFF. You know, it's just 21st century.
Oh yeah.
Some people do that. Some people do that. Some people do the G. Some people throw the G.
Because Jeff, I just want to make sure they can find you. Okay, no, you know, we ain't even know.
They can find. I am Jeff Bradshaw on Instagram, and I am Jeff Bradshaw on Twitter, and Jeff Bradshaw on Facebook.
Boom. I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, Mr. Bradshaw, for being here. We truly, appreciate it. Man, listen, your music is timeless. We continue to play these amazing songs, and we will continue to play your amazing music for time to come. I've got a new hit that I want to play right now. I would love for you to introduce your the song of tonight featuring Mr. Morrell and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Would you introduce that song tonight?
Check it out. This is your man, Mr. Trombone Jeff Bradshaw, all the way from the Philadelphia, Philly, and you're about to hear "Stay," featuring my. This is my setup for the album. One of my setup singles for the album, "Stay," featuring the incredible Mr. Jeff Morrell and the legendary DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah!
Oh, we talk radio. We in the building. Yeah.
Yeah.
Welcome to Kia D Unplugged.
I needed a simpler way to look. I was burned out, tired, and confused. I knew looking for a house should not be this difficult. A friend suggested that I call Cherie Thomas with Reno Group Realty. I was skeptical. I had tried everything already, but I'm glad I did. The professional services of Reno Group Realty were unmatched. Mrs. Thomas made the process simple and easy. She is a skilled and licensed professional that handles each case with extreme care and delivers matchless customer service. Buying a home is a major investment. Why not trust your investment, time, and money with Reno Group Realty? Find them now.
Reno Group Realty at 214-277-3455. That's 214-277-3455.
That's right. We're back with more of this amazing show, the extraordinary Kia D Unplugged show. It's a beautiful Wednesday night, Monday night. My bad. I forgot what night it was. We've got the beautiful Ava hanging out with us tonight. We also have Bronda Ray hanging out with us tonight in these streets. Rhonda Ray, you hanging out with us still, or you still? I know you had a couple things going on, so you were muted. Are we still muted? Or
I'm back.
Good to go?
I'm back.
Okay, all right. So what do y'all tell me what y'all think about that sexy something, Mr. Jim Bradshaw?
Gotta have it. It's nice.
Gotta
very nice.
Have
I love it.
It.
It's really smooth. My type of groove.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, he is absolutely amazing.
I really
so
like it.
He is straight out of Philadelphia. So we got to give a big shout out to Philly.
Hey, Philly.
Yes. Yeah. So some concerts that are coming up, we'll be talking about more. Kenny Lattimore, Eric Roberson, Kindred the Family Soul, Kanye Doss, Layla Hathaway, Mesa, Rashawn Patterson, Carmen Rogers. Legacy will be at the Majestic Theater June 15, 2018. We're going to get media access to that, guys, so we're going to hang out at that.
I want to be there.
Will be at the House of Blues July 25th, and Kenny Babyface Edmonds will be at Verizon at July 26th. It's going down. It's going down.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Bradshaw will be here July the 9th. It's going down. Going down. I'm excited. So, yeah. So we're going to get media access to all this stuff so we can really hang out and get this, get really kind of promote the concerts down in this area the way they should be promoted,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? And really, not that they're not being promoted correctly. I just mean on the back end when it's time to write some great blogs about the concerts and stuff like that. I just want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, we're writing those, you know what I'm saying? We don't need nobody writing it for us, so. We can handle that ourselves.
Right.
So we're going to make sure we're in the building. Jeff Bradshaw is doing amazing things. Jeff Bradshaw and friends. Now, he is from North Philadelphia. He is a born jazz, soul, and hip-hop funk innovator. He's a trombone player. He spent, of course, most of his formative years alongside with some of the biggest names in Philly soul movement. And so now, of course, he's worked with so many in the industry, you know. She shared the stage with Michael Jackson, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Patti LaBelle. He's currently on tour with her right now. The beautiful Erykah Badu. He's got his first album entitled Bone Deep, featuring Jill Scott and Flowetry and several others. His second album, Bon Appetit, featuring Raheem Devon and several others. His third album, one of my favorites, entitled Jeff Bradshaw and Friends. Featuring Eric Roberson, Take Six, and Najee. And, of course, now Stronger, the new album featuring Jeff Morrell, vocalist Jeff Morrell, DJ Jazzy Jeff, Raheem Devon, Robert Glasper, and more, just to name a few. He is he is definitely an amazing man who's done some amazing things. He supports is supported by amazing artists like Mary J. Blige, Jay-Z, and The Roots, and Jill Scott. Of course, he's featured with Kendra the Family Soul, Raheem Devon, Flo Assist, and Marsha Ambrosius. Listen, the man is amazing. I don't want you to miss him at all. I want to make sure you have an opportunity to see him on every stage he is on. So he's going to be coming to town, and I'll give you guys more information about that so that you can find out exactly what you need to do. Because I'm looking online right now. I can't find it. Have y'all looked online?
What you looking online for?
For this concert. I can't find it. I literally cannot find it, but I will because I'm going to make sure Glenn Lewis, that's in Atlanta. I can find it everywhere but here. Jeff Bradshaw and Friends with Algebra. And Glenn Lewis, let me tell you something about Algebra. Man, if y'all, ooh, man, that girl right there is off the chain. Oh, my word. I almost had her on the show. I don't even know what happened. You know, I think it was mixed up with her management team or something like that. I don't think it was anything major, but I definitely need to go back and get her on the show. She's off the chain. Just an extraordinary jazzy soul singer. Just off the chain. So we're going to find out. You know, exactly where he's going to be at in Dallas, and I'm going to give you all that information because I definitely want y'all to be there. And we're going to make sure we have media access to that.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to give me access to that. Yeah. Yay. Okay. Well, it's going down. I'm going to find out. I'm going to get with his management team. That's the best way for me to handle that because I can't find it online. I've been looking since we've been talking because I wanted to announce where he was going to be. I didn't want him to say. I wanted to say. And then I couldn't find it, and I was like, well, shoot. I'll find it before the show is over. And now I can't find it nowhere. Anyway, so, we got tonight, me and Bronda Ray are going to head over to DFWI Radio. Big shout out to them. We've got Real Talk Dallas After Dark, hosted by Push Entertainment. Promote Until Something Happens. Huge shout out to them for getting me on as a guest tonight. The show is from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m., but my time it starts at 11. They're going to get me on at 11 because, you know, my show's not over the 10. So they're going to get me on at 11 o'clock tonight. The show's over at 1 a.m. We're going to see how long I last, you know, because my eyes usually close around that. You know, a little bit cold. That's out of time right there. We're going to see. I'm going to get me a Starbucks while I go in there.
Bronda Ray going to keep you up. You're going to be all right.
Bronda Ray going to be
all right. We're going to keep each other up.
Bronda Ray got you. She the designated driver. Look.
So it's going to be amazing concerts happening this month. As I just mentioned a few, we also have one coming up in October. Ava's Loudest Laugh. It's going down. Miss Ava, go ahead and give out that information.
Yes, ma'am. I'll be happy to. Yeah, Ava's Loudest Laugh, yours truly, will be going down at the Plaza Theater in Garland, Texas, which will be October the 6th, 2018, from 3 to 4:30. From 3 p.m. to 4:30. And what? Guess what? The doors open at 2:13 p.m. You don't want to be late. But, yeah, it's going down. We're going to have so much fun. You won't believe it. We play games, y'all. Games you haven't thought of in years. We sing, we dance, live band. Yours truly, I throw eggs at the people, and they like catching them. So make sure you get a seat at the front. Oh, yeah. So you'll hear more about it with each show. But, yeah, October 6th, save the date. You don't want to be late.
Yay! I love it. October 6th, save that date. You don't want to be late. It's going down. We also have another event coming up June the 30th. This event is going to be, listen, I'll just say this. If you have ever been a victim of domestic violence, if you know anyone, man or female, that has ever been a victim of domestic violence, they're going to want to be at this event. It's just a simple give back. We just want to give back. And so some ladies, myself, Miss Ava, we're coming together. Of course, Bronda Ray, she's going to be a part of this. We're coming together. Miss Vanity, I'm sure she'll be up here. I wish I could get Tanks down here. Listen, my girl Tavia, she's out in Mississippi holding it down out there, doing amazing things. If you need a logo done or a flyer done, she is amazing. She's incredible. She redid the We Talk Radio logo. You know, I've had the We Talk Radio logo since 2010, and I was never going to let go of that. And then she gave me that, and I was like, whoa, you've got to be kidding me. I never thought it could get better than what I already had. So, you know, it just shows, you know, so things can get better with time. So I appreciate her for being so creative, and I'm steady chucking clients her way, and I'm going to keep doing it. And it just goes to show there's a lot of money to be made out here. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't charge a lot. That's not what I'm saying. But there is a lot of money to be made because guess what? All you got to do is inquire and ask. For example, my friend Ms. Ava, she has a brand new business entitled Get a Sitter. And if you are in need of a sitter for your animal, not if your husband is an animal, and you need a sitter for him. That's not if your kids are animals and you need a sitter. No, your real life animal, if you have a dog or a, you know, some kind of pet,
and just
cat.
House sitting too, just your house. If you want somebody, you know, that's a lot of time they don't like to leave the home unattended. But yeah, that's what we do.
Don't leave the kids there. She is not a baby.
Nope.
Because they would leave their kids in the house, girl. You be that.
Yeah.
You that be that got caught up babysitting four kids, girl.
You said sitter. But that's why I said SITTA, sitter, not sitter. Mm-hmm.
I love it.
I love it.
And so definitely, you know, these are incredible businesses, you know, that we want to make sure we bring to you. So if you're in need of a sitter, or if you have someone who, because somebody's always looking for an animal sitter, somebody to come watch their dog, somebody to come, mm-hmm. you know, just walk their dog, somebody to watch their
cat,
house.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's right. And Miss Ava is very trustworthy. I put my stamp on her. Go ahead, Miss Ava, give out your contact information so that if they would like to get that, you know, reach out to you, they can.
Okay. Now, get a sitter, you can reach me at gitta.sitta. I spelled that wrong, y'all. It's get a sitter, gitta@gmail.com. Get a sitter, and we'll come running, I promise you. Mm-hmm. We're going to sit there.
They're going to come running.
And we come to running because we are here to help, for real. Because I didn't know, but a lot of times, you know, like I said, there's a need. And my goal is to see the need and feel the need, you know, because serving is, I like it. I like serving and being able to accommodate in ways that you'll know that I've been there and done that, okay? Because once Ava put her stamp on, ain't no sense in, you know, putting on something from nothing else, just throw it away. I'm telling you right now, Kia D. By the way, y'all better have listened to me. But that's what that is. That's what that is.
I love it.
That's what that is.
Oh, you know, yes, and on Wednesday night, listen, the very first celebrity guest that I had on my show back in 2010 was a beautiful young lady by the name of Ndombi. She had an album out at the time, just released. It was entitled Pink Elephant. I will never forget it. She had a song on that album entitled Can't Hardly Wait. And it's still one of my favorite songs to this day. I will play that song on, I will play it tonight. Actually, I might before we leave tonight. But it literally is one of my favorite songs. And basically it just says, I can't hardly wait to be through with you. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. But it is just, it's very creative how she put it all together. And I absolutely love that young lady. So she'll be here hanging out with us on Wednesday night. She's our special guest. I cannot wait. It's actually, like, it's coming back around, actually. It's very, very interesting, you know, how that's happening because that was so long ago. And she was my first celebrity guest on my show. And it was a big deal to me. Yeah, it was a big deal to me. So to have her back on the show again now, it's just really amazing. Yeah, I'm really excited. So she's been living in California, of course. She kind of puts you in the mindset of Erykah Badu. Actually, she's been playing background for Erykah Badu for years. So and then she, you know, made it on her own. She's great. She's great. So I'm excited to have Ndombi on with us. And this is going to be on Wednesday. Yay! What do y'all have for this week? Y'all got anything going on this week?
This week, for me, I had a busy week last week. So not so much, not as much. But let me see. No, I'll have that this week. But next week I will. I'm taking a minute.
This week I'm going to stay at home
because
it's Mother's Day. I'm not trying to do
nothing
this weekend.
Oh, that's right. It's my birthday Thursday. I forgot.
Oh, your birthday's coming up. Yay!
Happy birthday.
Yeah. I forgot. That's right. People ask me about
excited.
That.
I'm
going
to need you to not forget that, though. I'm going to really need you not to forget your birthday.
I know. And Mother's Day, too, so I got gifts coming from all kind of directions. Hit.
Oh, man.
Hello.
Mm-hmm. I'm accepting an edible arrangement. B-Ray is accepting an edible arrangement.
Okay.
I love it. I'm going to be out of town this weekend. I hate that.
I know. That's why I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be crazy. I'm going
to
be...
trying to do me off.
I'll be... where am I going? I'm going to Tennessee. We're driving. We're taking a road trip. Yeah, I'm excited. We're going to Nashville, Tennessee, all of that. Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Just don't get lost in the woods like we did.
Oh, don't you worry.
Just don't get lost in the woods, especially at night.
Y'all got lost in the woods? Oh, no.
Yeah, we made a wrong turn and was in a neighborhood that we should not have been in. Let's just keep it like that.
I've done that before. Yeah.
Yeah. Confederates.
And you really have to watch and you ask for directions, too. Yeah.
You know, Siri.
Now, you can't just stop and ask for directions now.
No, Siri stopped working.
Oh, I learned that hard way back in the day. I did that.
The GPS was messed up.
You know what? Back in the day, we did all kind of crazy stuff. Back in the day, I'd see hitchhikers on the side of the road, and I'd gladly pull over like I was just stupid. Seriously. Just
it wasn't like you
pull
was
over.
Stupid.
Hey, you need a ride, guys?
That was,
come on, get in. No, yeah, no problem. Yeah, where you going? I'm telling you, when I tell you God was up all through me, upside me, because I always just wanted to help people. I've always had a heart to help. And so some people, you know, try and take advantage of that, and I have such a heart to help. They think they're taking advantage, but I got my eye on them like, I see you. I just want to help. I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? But when I get tired of you taking advantage, because sometimes, you know, some people pull back, they realize, you know what, I'm taking advantage, and I like that. So that's why I don't mind doing. You know, sometimes people just need a lesson, but I ain't going to let you just use me. There ain't going to be no doormat now. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
Yeah, it's going down this week. I'm really excited. We got college graduation this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
My nephew's graduating from college in Tennessee. I think Western Kentucky is the name of the school that he'll be graduating from. So it'll be fun.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. I wish all y'all could come join us. Make it a fun
I gotta get ready for 8th grade graduation and prom.
Oh, my goodness. Wait, they got prom in 8th grade?
Yes.
That don't even make sense. You got to be kidding me.
Yes.
They graduate at 10 o'clock and they have prom at 7.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That sounds like a Tyler Perry movie, all that stuff in one day.
All in one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they ain't
going to
know how to act.
They're not.
They're not going to know how to act.
Wow. Wow, that's crazy. Well, I'm excited for you. Listen, this is the deal. There's a lot of kids that are graduating from school. You know, congratulations to all of them. We want to make sure that... you know, we're showing the support whatever way we can, so let us know what we can do. You know, we sometimes have access to, you know, different resources and, you know, colleges. I know one for an absolute fact that would love to take your kids right now if they can get in. That's over there with Mr. Sorrell. Oh, my goodness, my mind just went blank. Paul Quinn College. Definitely Paul Quinn College. You know, a lot of people sleep on Paul Quinn College. They've got a lot of different things going on right now. So if your child has not quite made a decision on what school they want to go to, Paul Quinn College is a great school to go to. They're right here in the Dallas area. I definitely think you should apply. Tell when you apply, tell President Sorrell that We Talk Radio sent you. Again, they're a really, really great school, and they've got this awesome program going on out there right now. It's a landscaping, you know, gardening, agriculture program. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Lots and lots and lots of fun. So tonight, I'm going to end the show a little bit early tonight. Of course, you know, I know everybody's sad, but we're going to go over to DFW iRadio and hang out with Push Entertainment for Real Talk Dallas After Dark. tonight. It starts tonight. Tonight is the very first show, and you can check them out at dfwiradio.com. We're gonna be live tonight on the show, dfwiradio.com. So check us out tonight. I'll be there. The show starts at 10 o'clock, 10 to 1. If you don't hear my voice just yet, it's because I ain't made it just yet. I'm traveling over there, and it's about a good hour from where I am right now. So I'm traveling over there. I'm gonna grab me some coffee on the way. That's why I'm ducking out a little early, because I gotta get some Starbucks. I am a representative of Starbucks, especially now after they have shut down the stores for one day of training. And I am such in honor of that, and I just will forever love Starbucks because of what they've done, and they've set a wave, a movement of how you should as a boss, as a CEO, you know, how you should take a stand on stuff like that. So they did receive a settlement. I think we talked about that. They did receive a settlement, and I think they received a $1 settlement from Starbucks. But guess what? They're getting free education and free books and free this and free that. And so Starbucks is definitely doing a lot to make sure that those two young men are well educated. And that's a big deal. That said a lot to me again, because they didn't just put money in their pocket. They said, listen, let's get you guys educated. And that says a lot to me. You know what I'm saying? Because when you put a book in a black man's hand, you educate a whole nation. So that's what you just did. You educated a whole nation by putting one book in one black man's hand. So, again, that says a whole lot to me. So I will definitely be going by Starbucks tonight and getting my cafe mocha.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm really hoping Starbucks will become one of our sponsors, and I can start getting cafe mochas for free.
Just open up the door, hey. Now walk in.
Mm-hmm. I already put it out there. Somebody needs to make that connection to Starbucks and tell them, hey, man, they give you free advertising over there. You might want to go pay them for that advertising they give you. Because I'll be sure giving away that advertising for Starbucks. I do. So I got this song I want y'all to hear, and I actually am going to play it tonight. It is Ndambi. Now, Ndambi is my special guest for Wednesday night. And, again, this show is epic for me. There was a couple shows that have really been epic for me. My very first show where I had Ndambi on, she was my very first episode. And I had Flo Assist on my show, and she came on the show twice. The first time she came on, she blew my mind. I don't even remember speaking. I just remember being in just, I've never been starstruck other than that time when I was on with Flo Assist. It was really interesting. She had my mind completely blown. I need to go back and listen to that show, because I probably sounded like I had special needs. I'm telling you, because it was just one of but she was in such, we had such a great conversation that she ended up telling me some stuff that she had never told anybody, some stuff that happened between her and Michael Jackson that she had never told anybody before. So I knew when she said that, I was like, oh my goodness, she's comfortable with me. You know, it's very interesting, because people do have I have that rapport with people where we can get comfortable and we can have great conversation on the air. And then you forget you're on the air, you forget you're live on the air. And then I had K-John, the young man who sings On the Ocean. I had him on the show, and I kind of, got great interview, great, amazing interview. And I've had some great, these are all radio interviews, and I had some great face-to-face interviews with, like, Donnie McClurkin and, just some amazing people, that I've had the opportunity to talk to and meet. Anthony Anderson, Darren Henson. I could keep going on and on and on about, some great people that have really had me laughing, gut-busting funny. Tommy Davidson. I interviewed Tommy Davidson. The crazy thing about it is I interviewed Tommy Davidson. I interviewed some more. I interviewed Tony Rock. And somebody else. And to this day, cannot find any of that footage. We actually, there was a friend of mine who recorded all that. And actually, it was a friend of mine that I invited out to be a media for me at that time. And, sometimes people sabotage things and you don't realize until it's too late. And so
I didn't realize it until it was too late, that that person just didn't have my best interest at heart. The good thing about it is interviews like that are stored deep in my memory, and no matter what, you can't take those interviews away from me. That's real talk. I had a good time with those people, and whenever I see them, we always have a good time. So, and that's why you write a book. You write it down. You give people the memory in a book. You know, I'll write my book about I probably should do that. You know, just kind of write a book about all the celebrities. Because I forgot until I was just sitting here talking to y'all about some more and Tommy Davis and Tony Rock. You know, I forgot about them, you know, until I was just sitting here. You know, and I could keep going on and on about people, you know, that I've just had the pleasure of interviewing. And, you know, I mean, it's just been a blessing. And guess what? It's going to keep on going. That's not going to stop. You know, this is just the beginning of who we are and of what we do. And tonight is another great night, another exciting moment when we go out and as We Talk Radio, when we go show the world how great we are. And we're going to do that tonight on Real Talk Dallas After Dark, hosted by Push Entertainment. So this show airs every single Monday. They're an amazing show. I'm excited to be the first guest on the show. It's awesome. I know, isn't it awesome? Bronda Rae's going with me. It's gonna be a lot of fun and yay, Bronda Rae. I'm going to get some coffee right now.
I'm picking up pizza.
Boom boom. Okay.
I don't eat.
I might have to go buy and get some Krispy Kreme. No, I can't do that. Oh no. No, 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 no. I do not need that, even though that sounds so good right now. See, I don't even do Krispy Kreme. All that sugar on it. Oh. Kind of that do sound good, don't it?
It does.
It's going down. Okay, guys, so don't forget, Wednesday night, the beautiful and amazing, and Dombey will be here with us. Hot Topic panel will be back. We're going to bring these hot topics back, the same hot topics we talked about tonight. We'll bring those back. Plus, we'll have more politics, more music, more all kinds of stuff is going down. We'll have new music from Ndombe. I got to thank the amazing Mr. Jeff Bradshaw for hanging out with us tonight. Make sure you check out the website. We got some events coming up this weekend, awesome comedy show, all kinds of stuff. So check out the website. Jeff Bradshaw this week, Ndombe this week, last week, Dr. Tyesha Powell of the Frisco Hearing and Tinnitus Associate. I couldn't say that at first, but now I got it. Thank you, Bronda Rae.
Tinnitus.
If you've been having problems with your ears or anything, ear, nose, throat, I actually am going to be calling tomorrow to make an appointment for my niece. So it's very interesting that because I was talking to my sister today and she was telling me about some issues, and I said, listen, I think I know where she needs to go. She needs to go to hearbettertexas.com. And she said, what? I said, hear, H-E-A-R, bettertexas.com. That's the website for Dr. Powell. And she specializes in complete hearing care. And but it's not just about the hearing care. You know, if you've got this cough that you can't get rid of, you know, there's a couple different things that may be associated with what's going on. So we want to make sure you get to the bottom of it. And definitely Dr. Powell can help you do that, and if not, help you get to the right direction. So hearbettertexas.com, that's exactly who you need to call right now, hearbettertexas.com. Now, the week before that, we had Mae McCarthy on. Now, Mae McCarthy is a serial entrepreneur. She's an angel investor. She's a best-selling author of an amazing book entitled The Path to Wealth. It was written in 2015. She had a new book, The Gratitude Formula, that was just written 2018. Go to maymccarthy.com for more information. maymccarthy.com. If you've got a business that you're wanting someone to invest in, maymccarthy.com. maymccarthy.com. Write it down, maymccarthy.com. MCCARTHY.com. Again, she's a serial entrepreneur. I think I was talking to somebody earlier. They were asking for this information, so here it is. She's owned seven companies. She owns seven companies, and the largest, of course, is worth $100 million in annual revenue. Gross $100 million in annual revenue. So she, of course, looks for businesses that yield a high net worth and individuals that invest. She's an individual that invests in other companies that yield high net worth. So she's invested in fashion retail, software equipment, hospital, you name it. This young lady has done it. So it goes down. She was so amazing that day on that show. I really want you to go back and I want you to listen to that show. It happened on April 28th. She was amazing. Like it was amazing. And definitely, I have not forgotten about the album that we're going to create. Me, her, and Ava. We're going to sit down and we're going to create an album. I have not forgotten about it. But the first thing I want to do is I got to get this event that I got to get it off the ground. It's going to happen June 30th. Again, if you know of any women who have been victims of domestic violence, who have had to flee at the last minute, just they are going to want to be at this event. So I'm going to give you guys more details about that coming up Wednesday, and we're going to, you know, get all the information out there so that you can find out exactly what you can do to register. It's going to be a very small and intimate event, so, of course, not a lot of people are going to be there, but we definitely want you to support if you can in some kind of way, and I'll tell you how you can do that. So do not go anywhere. I want y'all to stay locked into this incredible radio station because this is the place that you need to be every single week, WeTalkRadio.com. Got to thank my main man, Jason Dixon, for inviting me out to the show tonight. I saw him along with my girl, Vanity. She's amazing. She's just got this beautiful spirit. And so got to thank Jason for having me out and Push Entertainment for having me out. And we're going to go out here and have a good time tonight. If you're wanting to have an event, we got a couple venues that we can refer you to. Listen, we got all kind of referrals. So hit us up, WeTalkRadio.com, WeTalkRadio.com. Hit us up if you got news that we hadn't talked about yet, or if you just got something you want to talk about, hit us up on the website. Ask us a question if you're looking for a venue, if you're looking for somebody to DJ, if you're looking for somebody for comedy, if you're looking for somebody to help you produce a project management or just kind of conceptualize an idea, no matter what it is, guess what? We got it covered. We got it covered right here. If you need somebody to pet your pet, you need somebody to watch your house, you need somebody to set your pet, you need somebody to Uber you somewhere, whatever it is, we got it right here. I promise you.
Got you.
Whatever.
Got
we talk videos in the building.
The We Got You Network.
Well, the We Got You Network. I love it. Ooh, I might have to claim that. I might have to write that on the T-shirt. Real talk. The We Got You Network. I like that. Okay. So tonight, Bronda Raisin, she came up with a great slogan. Why don't you go ahead and say a closing prayer for us tonight?
Okay. All my prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. Pray for our special guest that we have on the show today. May his projects and his vision come to life and continue to prosper. And I pray for traveling grace for those that are on the road trying to make it to their destination safely. Make sure their homes are safe to where they left them, if not in better shape. Pray for all those that are just in need of whatever. You know what they need, so I know that you can do it by all things possible through you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Ooh, that was lovely. That baby said, I hope the home is in better shape than you left it. I hope so, too.
Right. But, you know, you can leave home, you can leave your house in a mess, you know. Like, not physical mess, but like mental mess.
Yeah.
You know, you can leave home and it be a mental mess. You want to go home to a cleaner environment. You want your head clear when you get ready to go lay down tonight.
Amen. Amen. Y'all think I got time to take a nap before the show tonight?
No, ma'am.
No.
Head down in the studio. No, ma'am.
No,
okay.
Ma'am.
All
no,
right.
Ma'am.
We're going to go get this. We're going to go get this good old Starbucks and head on this. Well, I can tell you now, I ain't there till 1 o'clock in the morning. They might give me to 12:59, but I ain't staying till 1 o'clock.
That's funny.
Ah, it's going down. I'm so excited.
I leave when you leave.
I'm so excited. See you in a minute, Jason. Shout out to Mississippi. Shout out to Texas, California. Shout out to Oregon, Wyoming, Arkansas, Missouri, New York. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Man, listen, we're going to talk Wednesday about a real topic. Matter of fact, there's a couple topics I wanted to talk about. Rhonda Ray had actually sent me some real good topics, B-Ray, and I hate that we didn't get into it, but we're going to talk about it on Wednesday. We're going to talk about them on Wednesday.
Okay.
But
all right.
One of the topics is you know, what happens, you know, one of our fans sent a letter in, and I'm just going to kind of paraphrase the letter, but, you know, basically it was saying, you know, what happens, you know, when I've changed my life, but the guys in my past keep popping up, you know. So, and, of course, we'll talk about what she meant in that letter about the guys in her past that keep popping up. We'll talk about that on Wednesday. So after the lights go out, it's going down. Be ready. This right here, the song that I'm about to play for y'all, I really want you to listen to the words of this song. This is one of the, but remember, Ndombi will be here with us on Wednesday night as our special guest. This is one of my favorite songs by the beautiful Ndombi. We're going to close out with this show, with this song tonight. So thank y'all so much for tuning in and hanging out with us here on the Kia D Unplugged show. Got to thank my Hot Topic panelists for being here tonight. The ones that are not here, they will be here with us on Wednesday night. So we got to give a huge shout out to our graduates. Thank y'all for graduating, and thank y'all for getting the heck up out of our houses. We appreciate that. thank you, and have a great and amazing night. Thank you to my Hot Topic panelists. Thank you, Ms. Ava. Thank you, Ms. B. Ray.
Thank you. Let's be here. Y'all be safe tonight, Brenda Ray.
All right, guys.
Good night.
I don't know why I keep when you spend my money, still I keep right home. At times it's funny, but I keep right home. They tell me run, leave, but I won't. I keep on. I can't hardly wait. I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
You don't celebrate me, oh, but I keep
with you.
You go out but never with me, still I keep on
with you.
You're always competing and I keep right on
with you.
And I started resenting, but I keep right on.
I
can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
I can't hardly wait to be through with you. Hardly wait till I'm
with you.
Now when I get up,
coming.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.